Okay, it's on, right?
St. Louis baseball team won this afternoon.
Well, maybe not celebrating. Okay. We are on. Wait until the debate ended before you came in? See, I told you.
What was it about that your opponent changed his mind?
Yeah, the entertainment thing.
Oh, I didn't
hear that. It was like, you know, Dick Cheney criticized him about his position on the entertainment industry. So, Lieberman just responded saying that we've come out harshly against the entertainment industry, but what have you guys done? You Republicans, you haven't said anything.
No.
And, that was it? It's over?
I just heard that part. Yeah. And, I just wanted to hear his response to that.
They're boring. It was very boring. I heard most of it.
I thought, you know, Cheney actually sounded
intelligent to me.
More forceful than...
Said intelligent, that's all. I don't know.
Cheney's smarter than Bush.
Oh, that's for sure.
Okay,
guys, we're on tape. Halacha vav. We are on Daf Lamed Zayin Beis. Finally, somebody says to his wife, to a woman. He's actually being a good to me. I'm not sure that very likely show in the condition I will speak to for you to the governor. But or the same Mokapoel I work for you. The Braille Shilton, if he spoke her to the governor, but also Mokapoel, or he will work for her, Mukudesha, she's married, being loved, not any Mukudeshas. I'm not sure to Abba. I'm married to you on the condition my father agrees. Rotab Mukudesh, the father wants, she's Mukudeshas, being loved, if not any Mukudeshas. Mesa of the father dies, I raise him Mukudeshas. Then, of course, he hasn't expressed his opinion either way. She's Mekudeshes. Mesa Ben, if the son, the one who was the chosim, dies, Mulam Yisav Lo Marchen wrote to we want to cancel the marriage, so we tell the father, say, you don't want the marriage to take place. And even though the son is dead, the marriage is canceled retroactively. Okay? Says Rabba, my rab said, when he said, I'm marrying on the condition that I speak for you to the governor, then he has to give her Shara Pruta as well. It's not enough. Rabbi Ami, boy, you call me Rabbi. Rabbi Ami, that's part of Rabbi. That's obviously not Rabbi himself, but I don't think. I don't think Rabbi Ami was a Tom Rabbi, but probably part of Rabbi Yochanan or something like that. B'chol advolim lo v'ushnas la pruta. Isn't everything when you gave a pruta, isn't that obvious? You have to give a pruta in order for the marriage to take place. Otherwise, there ain't no marriage. Elakini. Rather, this is... it's going like this. Bamesha Dabra Alaikh the Shilton. I want you to say, actually I should read that with a different inflection. Bamesha Dabra Alaikh the Shilton. He's Mekadisha with the Hanoa that she's gonna get that he's going to work to speak to the governor for her. That service is the four kiddushin. Not the pruta which accompanies it, but rather service itself. That's the way to interpret our Mishnah. V'dibarele the shiltam shavar pruta. If then he speaks to the shiltam for shavar pruta, she does that service for her, mikudesha, she's married. So there's a big chiddush in our Mishnah. The chiddush in our Mishnah is that even if you don't give her anything, if you do a service for her, she's mikudesha as a result. V'lam, of course, so he didn't speak that much to the governor, and mikudesha. And similarly, Bamesha is same of kapoel. With that which I will work for you as a worker, Masai Maka Poel, Shabruta, and you work for that valuable Shabruta, Mekudeshes, she's married, been loved, if not, ain't a Mekudeshes. Rabbi Bob Hashem Rav said, Vuhu Sheyichta Lo, this is interesting, qualification, which is not in the Babli. Rabbi Bob Rav said, she has to designate for him payment. Sheyichta Lo Sela Bemigdo. She put a dollar in her little Migdal is like a closet or a drawer. She put a dollar there, and he's working off that payment. Whereas the only way his service becomes real money is if she designated money corresponding to his service. It's an amazing concept, right? So it's as if that money becomes his, and then she takes it back and she's mekudeshes with it. Probably has no such qualification. Right? Yerushalmi obviously holds that there must be something tangible. Even though the Hanoah really is the Kiddushin, It's only hanoah measured by a tangible by tangible coinage.
So
it's
probably
the idea
of
Gemir
Stas, that's all
it is. Probably the idea of Gemir Stas, right. It's likely it is Gemir Stas.
The concept of a medical savings account. Is that the way that works? You designate money at the beginning of the year. And then you're paying money out of that in your medical
account.
I thought they don't have medical savings.
Wasn't that supposed to be a bush plant which never got an effort?
Okay, so anyway. Okay. So, it should be Bame Konela Sela, it's the Rashba's Girza, instead of Kitcha. How is he coined that Sela? Oh, the part of that Sela is hers? No, okay, the Tani, we learn, it's interesting, fascinating thing. He gets it like Khalifan. Okay, the thing that we learned about it called Nasa Domin Bacher, anything which becomes can become payment for somebody else, came to Zochazeh, once this guy merited, and he's Chayb Khalif of the other guy, is Chayb in Khalifan, meaning his work by dint of Kinyan Khalifan, which I don't know if we ever saw this before in Ganshas, both, that his work acquires from the Sela in turn just like Khalifan. But just like Khalifan works to acquire, so to here, his work works to acquire for him the money, which is there, even though he never touches the money, that becomes the Kesef of Kiddushin. Okay, this is a fascinating topic. Okay, a fascinating thing. Again, I don't think it's brought down, it's not brought down the Bavli, but I don't think it's brought down in Halacha at all. But it is a Kiddush. Yeah. I should have made a note that it is a big Kiddush here. Okay. So it says going out to the next topic, our Mishnah. I'm not sure to Arba in the condition that daddy agrees. Ratzai Mekudeshes, if the father wants his Mekudeshes, it should say here Vim Lav, not Lorotza, but rather the inference is if not. Anim Kudeshes. Well, actually, it's a quote from the Mishnah. It's not even, sorry. Yilav Anim Kudeshes, right? Now, that's a quote from the Mishnah. Stomo Eino Rotze. Now, it sounds like we need explicit assent from the father. But if the father said nothing, it's sort of like Nadorim Sugi, right? The father said nothing, Eino Rotze, then we assume he doesn't want. Mesov. The continuing quotient of quoting the Mishnah. If the father dies to raise Mekudeshes, then we assume she's Mekudeshes. That seems to indicate that Stam is Rotze, because he died without saying anything. We say it's Mekudeshes. So the ratio and the Sefer are paradoxical. The inference of the ratio is that Stam is Eina Mekudeshes, and the inference of the Sefer Stam is Mekudeshes. And similarly, Mesa Ben, if the son dies, it says, Mamisav Lema Eni Rotza, we teach the instructive father to say, I don't want. That also seems to indicate Stama Rotza, that if he doesn't say, I don't want, the generic assumption is that he does want, right? So it's a contradiction in the Mishnah. What's the assumption of a Stam case? Om Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, said Rabbi Yane, Bismastisa Omer Kain. Is there a Mishnah which says this way? In other words, how do we reconcile the Mishnah? Armalei, so Rabbi Yana said to Rabbi Yechon, Uliyana Eliva Tapura Yana, I choil Mila B'Kiddushin, asking you something about Kiddushin? I don't know Masech the Kiddushin. How am I supposed to answer your question? Okay? Nevertheless, it was just for Anova on Rabbi Yana's part. Chose Rabbi Yana, Pasar Masnisa. He came back and he resolved the Mishnah. And he said, Amanashir to Abba, Rotai Mekudeshes, Vimab, Eni Mekudeshes. The race of the Mishnah, which you just quoted again, is Boimer do Omar? He said Boimer Amanas. Sorry, it's where the son said, and I'm sorry, I got it wrong again. Boimer Amanas do Omar. He says on the condition that Tati says something, Vulo Omar, and he doesn't say anything. So then, in that case, he says if that's the case where he requires a specific statement by his father. So there, if the father doesn't say anything, right, in the ratio, the father doesn't say anything, then we assume that he doesn't want the Kiddushin. Because he said, I want my father to say. say something.
Well, the language is, I think, pretty clear in the Mishnah. It says, Shir Yirtzel.
What?
It says, Amanash Shir Yirtzel.
Right, he's changing the Mishnah.
He doesn't want to do something.
He's what?
Not doing anything.
Positive statement, right. Okay, yeah, right. It means he has to make a statement. So the assumption, if he doesn't make a statement, right, it means he doesn't want it, right? Vulam, he didn't say anything, right? Now, Mesav, going to the next case in the Mishnah, Mesav are raised in Mekudeshes, where it says, if the father dies, she's married. That here, the Shaitar so throws it, and I think he's correct, instead of the next two words, Command Amr, he says, V'omer almanas dulam arlav. It's where it's talking about, he says, on the condition that father does not say no. In other words, the next case in the Mishnah is talking about a case where I'm Mekadesh, on the condition my father does not veto it. Right? In that case, so the stam is not a veto, so the stam is Mekudeshes. So the reish of the father has to say something in order for the marriage to take effect. The next case is the case where unless the father vetoes it, the marriage does take effect, right?
So is it
Chasur and Mechsura? It's Chasur and Mechsura. We don't have, it's not, never called Chasur and Mechsura. It's that guy, yeah, it's interpretation without the words Chasur and Mechsura. Mesa Ben, Milamdi Mesav Shomer Eini Rotze. That's also, it should be Bim Mandamar, with somebody who says, and again, the Shaitar Yisrael throws in, Dula Amar Lav. That he's not going to say, no. In other words, there's not going to be a veto. So, in other event, in any event, the Reisha is talking about a case where he just said that on the condition the father says. In the Seifa, he changes that and he says, on the condition the father doesn't veto. So the Reisha is much more general than the Seifa, because the general is saying he's got to say something. Seifa is saying what he should not say, no. Right? So I'm Rabbi Zira, Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Zira said to Rabbi Yossi, Yochel, Rabbi Yana, Miftor, Masnisa, Echlu Boy. Rabbi Yana could just interpret a Mishnah any way he wants. Now, the truth is that could be a little bit of the objection to Chasuri Mechsuri. You know, I didn't think about that when I was preparing, because I didn't think of that concept. But he's saying, we don't have this concept of Chasuri Mechsuri, right? We have no such tool in the Yerushalmi. Well, you can just come and interpret a Mishnah any way you want. Stack a good point what you made. I like that. Okay, let me make a note here. I put that in your name. Okay, so it says, Amalei, so he said, Amalei, so he's saying, Kedam, Rabbi Shimon Levi. Yeah, that's what Rabbi Shimon Levi said. Now, Rabbi Shimon Levi said, it's not exactly Chasuri Mechsura. It's a different principle. Lo Mitzmana Rebbe, Rebbe not refrain, Michlal Basarchad, from saying, making a general statement in one place, meaning first, but prat basar echad, and then detailing it afterwards. So here, in this case, in our Mishnah, it's a klal and then a prat. And this is also one of the Yushami's, you know, darshaning Mishnah, as if they're psukim. We've had that a few times. So here too, it looks like a klal prat. First, a general statement that a father has to say something, right? And then specific issues of what father must say, not a veto, right? In other words, those are more specifications. And now we do have that the Rebbe, where we have a series of statements, we can assume the first one is more general, the next one to next couple are more specific. And here we have a similar case early in the parak. Amar Rabbi Yosef said, Masnisa Amar Ken, we have Bryce like that earlier, Mishnah said that earlier, I'm not actually base kur off for a cloud. On the condition to have a parcel of land, that's a general statement. Then the Mishnah goes on to Bimokum Ploini. The case where he said, I have a base grew off in a certain place, that's a prat, that's a specific statement, right? So we have later on, we have precedent for there being a list of cases, the one being more klal and the others being more prat afterwards. Okay. Says the Mishnah further, I'm a Kedashis Biti. Somebody says, I married off my daughter. They don't know to whom I married her. Comes and says, "Vomer Aniki Dashti, I'm the one." Naman, he's believed. Zomer Aniki Dashti, what if two guys come and say, "We married her"? Zomer Aniki Dashti, the one says, "I married her." Zomer Aniki Dashti, and the other one says, "I married her." Shneim Nesin Get, they both have to give a get. Bimrotzu, if they want, Echon Nesin Get, Echokay, is one give a get, and the other can marry her, but at least one get is necessary. Mao Nema, when it says the guy is believed to say, I'm the one who married her, what's he believed to do? Shmuel Amar Nito Neman Litengate. It's believed that he should give a get, but not to marry her. Asi Amar Neman Lichnos, he even believed to live with her as husband and wife. Rabbuna B'Shem Rav Amar Neman Lichnos, he's believed to live with her as husband and as wife. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Neman Lichnos, he's believed to live with her as husband and wife. We don't learn out from this something else. What's the something else we don't learn out? So we learn out, don't learn out fine cases, the Chesh and Mishpah case. And then Amudah Yerushalayim brings down two possible reasons. Why? Because one is that over here we were perhaps a Mekel that she shouldn't remain in Aguno all her life not knowing where her husband is. So therefore we believe him when he says, I'm the husband, right? So one reason we Mekel as opposed to the regular Chesh and Mishpah case. The other reason Amudah Yerushalayim brings down is that here, in our case, he's afraid that he's going to turn out to have been a liar. You know, if he's not the real husband, he's afraid the real husband will show up someday and he's going to be castigated and his kids are going to be mazerim, so therefore he's not going to take chances. Post over there, you know, if post the Chesh and Mishpah case, the maximum penalty if he lies is that they have to make restitution, monetary restitution. That's not as bad a penalty, right? So it says the Gemara, that's what we don't learn out those, we don't learn out Dover Acher. What's the Dover Acher we don't learn out? The Chesh and Mishpah case. Achaz Mistaysan Mechati. The guy says, I sold one of my fields. I don't know to whom I sold it. One guy says, comes and says, helpfully, Varma says, I bought it from you. Welcome, man, the buyer is not believed. Says the Gemara, Api Kiddushin. How do we know that we don't learn out from Kiddushin to other places? Because if that was the case, we'd also have to say by Kiddushin. Api Kiddushin, Cain, we would have to say Kiddushin, the same thing, which we do not say. That Echad, if a guy says to marry off one of my daughters, and I don't know to whom, and somebody says, somebody comes and says, I'm the one, if we would say that Chesh and Mishpah never has the same, he would not be believed. But we do say that Mishpah, he's been believed, so therefore it must be that Ebenezer and Chesh and Mishpah are not comparable. Says the word further, and I see some plea, the volume, Bryce, so I do some Rav. Rav said, I forgot what. Rav said, You didn't have Rav? Yeah, that's okay. That's it. That he's believed to marry her. Right, he's believed actually to marry her. So it says, maybe Gemdina Sayam. Somebody brings a get from Chutzor. It's already says, funny enough, it was written and signed in front of me. Lo Yisrael is now allowed to marry the wife for whom he has facilitated a divorce. Why? Because we suspect that Ankim, you know, they might be trying to facilitate a divorce because he has designs on her. So, so how come? According to Rav, why do we have such thoughts? Here we allow the guy to marry the woman, but he comes and says, I'm the missing husband, we believe him, so why over there don't we believe it with the get? So says the Mara, it's very simple. Taman Huxugar Eshashish Bifneako. There, everybody knows she's an Eshashish, right? To whom she's an Eshashish, I should say. Eshash, this person. So therefore, we're afraid that if the guy says that, we don't believe this guy to say that, if he has a vested interest in seeing a divorce, because he wants to marry her, we don't accept that testimony. In other words, you need tip-top testimony, or tip-top shlichus, I should say, in order to make sure that she gets divorced, and therefore, and since we know that she's specific, we know she's an Eshashish. I take back what I said a moment ago. It's not material that we know who her husband is, so we just know she has a husband. So therefore, the benchmark is higher, right? As opposed to our Mishnah, here, nobody knows she's an Eshashish except two Eidim who are not here. They're not around. Otherwise, they tell us who the Mekadesh was, right? So we don't know that this girl's Mekadesh except by her father's say so. And that his statement that they're two witnesses. So therefore, since it's less determined publicly that this is an Eshashish, we need a lesser standard of credibility to overcome the Eshashish problem. And the buyer for credibility there is ascertained by raising the bar so that the Shliach can't marry this woman. But here, since we don't need such a high barrier of credibility, so therefore we say that according to this Gemara, we say that the guy can come and say, I'm the one who married this woman, and he can then live with her afterwards.
sounds arbitrary. I mean, the father's saying that I married my daughter and she doesn't have a kol.
But there's no chazal, no. That's what he's saying. There's no kol. I mean, it could be there are times it's kol, but al pi rov it's not going to be a kol because nobody remembers. Otherwise, they remember to remember. The father says it right. Yeah. Right, nobody knows what tumor is married.
Kol in the other case that she is married. So
well, we knew for sure, right. Right. Okay. So it says, and therefore, including the thought, let the other two people come and say, this is the guy who well, let me turn and explain that to read Baz. Maybe an aim will come, they'll come and say, this is Taka the guy. Well, how do you know this ain't problem, right? Maybe he's talking to the guy. Maybe the Adam, if they ever come, will say he was the guy. It's interesting that the Shai Tisro proposes to learn the exact opposite. He says we should be Gores, Shevo Shnaim, Viyomru Zeu Shalo, Ze Lo Zeu Shakidish. In other words, we're not concerned because the two witnesses are not around. According to the Ritbaz, the two witnesses are not around is a shortcoming. But maybe when they'll come, they'll confirm that this is the husband, and therefore everything is okay. According to the Shai Terezero, no, it's better that they're not around, right? And that's why we give them credibility, because there are no witnesses around to contradict what a statement is. Okay? So Lamai said that somehow or another is the catalyst for our giving him their modus. Okay? Says one further, Masnisa Pligal Shmuel. The following bright story is that Shmuel says he's only believed to give a get, not to be konis. Zomer Anikadesh, one guy says, I married her. Zomer Anikadesh, the other guy says, I married her. Shnem does a get, they both give a get. They brought to, if they want, Echonis and get, one can give a get. Ve'echon Koinis! The other guy can marry her. So we see that even though you're part of the suspicion, that you're unproven, nevertheless, you can marry her. Plus Allah says in Mara that he'll explain that. Shmuel explained that that's only a case. Boimer Le'echon Bishne Elu Kidashdiya. The husband has limited severely what the issue is. He says, they're certainly married to one of these two guys. Not to anybody else. Certainly to one of these two guys. Vania Dam Asa, I just don't know which one. So in that case, Taka, she can go to the other guys. Right? She can go to the... I didn't make that clear. This is a case where she can go to if one of them gives a get, the other can be Konis, can take her in, because... it's not a problem at that stage.
She's divorced.
No, but it's not a problem because there's no chashash that she was married to anybody else in the world. Right? Because only two, he said it's only one of these two people. If there's possibility she was married to anybody else, then would that be a problem? But here's no such problem.
I think that was implied in the
Brahsa. No. The Brahsa thought it's possible as anybody. Okay? Rabbi Zir B'Sher and Rabbi Yossi B'Sher Yehovah said, "Kodem Echomem B'Konas." What if one of them jumped the gun and did? You have two people who claim to be married to this woman. One of them jumped the gun and took her, even though the other one didn't give a get yet. But see, how do we take it away from him? That's only true. B'Sher Tel Marini Kashdiva Tel Marini Kashdiva Kodem B'Konas. This is where two people came. Each one said they were married to her, and one jumped the gun and took her in. So we have these stories. I believe Mamarani Kidashtiya, but if a guy came and said, on his own, I married this woman, the Kansa, then he took her in as a wife. And then afterwards, after the Chazuk has been established, she's the wife of the first one, another guy comes and says, Aniki Dashtiya, I married her, lo kol hei menu is not believed. The Tana came, we learned this also in the Baisa, Imishinir the Kansa, if once he took her in, Mamarani Kidashtiya, somebody else comes and says, I married her, locally made it doesn't have the authority or capacity to do so. Halacha ches, kidashis biti ketana. I married off my minor daughter. Kidashti v'giyashti, or I married off and divorced her. She ketana, when she's as a minor. Varei ketana, she's still a minor. Ne'eman, he is believed. Kidashti v'giyashti, she ketana. I did it when she was a ketana. Varei gdoilot, now she's an adult. Eino ne'eman, he's not believed because he has no more rights over her. Right? He lost his rights over her, and therefore he lost his credibility vis-a-vis her. Nishbeis u'p'tisio. She took him to captivity and redeemed her. Now, which, of course, is a derabbanan prohibition, right? Bein chik, da'ai bein chik, da'ai le'inu ne'emon. He's never believed on that. The rabbis gave him no credibility. Mishram Rebbe Shas, Misa, so somebody says at the time he's dying, Yeshli Bonim, I have children, in order to part his wife from evil, Nehem Money is believed. Yesharim, he says, I have brothers, in order to make his wife Chayim and evil, and on Nehem Money is not believed. Amakadish is Bitol Stam, if a person marries of one of his daughters generically, he doesn't say which one, and a Bogera, Bogera's Beklau, we don't assume unless otherwise indicated that this included any girls over 12 and a half, because he has no right to marry them. We'd have to get the right to marry them. We don't assume he necessarily has that right. Okay? Kidashti is biti. A person says, I married my daughter. Aktanos bichlal, then we assume that it's one under 12. Aglos same bichlal, not one of those over 12. Well, because he says, Kidashti, I married her off. Niskatch biti, if he says, my daughter got married off not through my offices, but rather on her own, I feel Khanas in Bukhan doesn't even include Khanas. What right does he have to testify that his daughter got married? If he didn't do it, he can't testify. If he can do it, it's like the Torah gave the power to father to determine who's the son and who's not, it's called Yakir. So here too, he has the power to determine whether his daughter underwent Kiddushin if he's the master of the Kiddushin. But if he's not the master of Kiddushin, right? So then he cannot. Has no nemanus. It says niskasha biti, not that I did it through my offices, but rather it happened his own. He's not believed in what he says. Is that clear?
A katana.
Yeah.
Can't marry yourself off.
Right.
So when she says niskasha biti,
it could be maybe it's about an arrow. No, we don't believe in taka. Maybe it's about an arrow. Okay, so same idea. Girash is biti. If a guy says, I divorced my daughter, meaning I accepted her divorce from her ex-husband. So, kaktanos bichlal, that includes minors as well. Agdosen bichlal doesn't include adults. Nisgarsha biti, if a person says, my daughter got divorced, afilu kaktanos bichlal, he has no jurisdiction, and therefore he has no credibility to say when somebody got divorced and when they did not. He says they married off to one of the women, men who are possible for her. Naaman is believed to say he married her to her. But the Baltia Lechem Yikol Psulim to say I made her a Bia. I don't know exactly how he made her a Bia, but he made her a Bia to one of the Psulim. We don't believe on his part. Okay? Anything which is under his jurisdiction, we believe. Anything which is not in his jurisdiction, we do not believe in. Okay? Says the Gemara Nishvesu B'tisila, if a guy says she was taken captive and I redeemed her, ben she ktana, whether she's a ktana, ben she gdola, or whether she's a minor or an adult, or she lechem absulim lo, he says when she was in captivity she had built one of the people who are possible for her, lo eme kol emenu lepost lo, that's not enough right to possible her, because we don't know what went on there. Says the Gemara Kini Masniso. Well, actually, that's the end of that statement. Now we have a new statement. Kini Masis. This is a way to read our mission. We're talking about dying. Sha'om Rabbi Shas Misoso is the guy who says at the time he has death, Yeshli Bonim Nehemon, he has kids. It should be actually Eino Nehemon. Although the Baz changes it, changes it in another way. If he has, let me tell you first the Shai Tehisro, the Kirsten, and then the Ridbaz. The Shai Tehisro Girso is that, says the Shai Tehisro Yeshlo Bonim, Eino Nehemon, he's not believed to say he has kids. Yeshli Achim, he's believed to say, Yeshli Achim, Eino Nehemon, he's not believed in that either. He's not believed basically to exempt her from Yibum, nor to be Machai of her Yibum. Right? Exempting would be by saying he has a kid, but being Machai would be by saying that he has a brother, right? So,
Yeshivan,
how does
that affect a woman
for you? It gets her off the hook. Okay. So the Shaita said he's not believed to say he has kids, right? But
he's not a
shkimera. No, he is a shkimera. He's a shkimera. Right. The Chodesh Mishpat has rights to Shkimer, but not in this manner. Now, the Ridbaz learns, it's talking like it's here in front of us. It's said about a case where he had no known brothers. This is what changes the case. If you say he had no known brothers, then he's believed to say he has kids. Right? Because it's like Pesha Asa Pesha Ita, right? He's the one who tells us he has brothers, and now he tells us he has kids, right? Well, in that case, we Taka do believe him. Okay? Is that clear? Again.
The net result is the same.
Right, the net result is the same, but the gear is totally different. Because he had a case where he had brothers, he's not allowed to say Yeshli Bonim, right? According to the Ribbaz, where he didn't have any brothers, there he is believed to say he has kids. Right, so the net result is the same. We don't believe him against the Chazaka, we believe him in line with the Chazaka, even Lakula. But nevertheless, they go through that process. Anyway, Rav says, Me'achah should be out of Lagarish, since he has the capacity to be Megarish or Migo, he could have divorced him. We believe if he says that he has kids or doesn't have brothers. Okay? Says the Mara Milsa the Shmuel Amar Kain. Shmuel seems to hold the same way. Where do we see that? Chad Parasa Min Damach, that a certain person was dying. As he was dying, it should be Amrin Lay. They said to him, Havu Havli Tase Du Gavra Gito, give your wife a get. Right? It should be Amr Lay, Amr Lahon. So he said to them, Vilama, why? Why should give my wife a get? Let her sit shiv on me. Why do you want me to give her a get? Begin Ahu Achuch, because that Achuch Chaliva, because that poor brother. Now, according to the Shari Torah Yisrael, it should say, because that brother Isli Pani, I have kids, right? Which means the kids pater, and this would be a right against Rabbi Yochanan, that you have to have against Rav. You know, against Rabbi Yochanan. Who said it? Anyway, whoever said it. According to Shai Torah, so the Gira says that the Persian said, I have kids. So that takes care of the brothers for the thing. According to the Gilian Ephraim, when he says, my poor brother, he means my brother is dead. And that he's believed to do. In other words, either he's saying, yeah, because my poor brother, I have kids. So we knew he had a brother, he's believed to say he has kids. Or it means, because my brother, he's poor, meaning he's dead. So in that case, in either case, the net result is again the same. He wants to get out of the Yibum issue, and he wants to get out of giving get at the same time. Okay? So that's the question whether he's believed or not. Kadomach, when the guy died, the Persian, the case came from Rabbi Shmuel. Amar, so he said, since the Persian could have been Megarish, therefore Naaman is believed to say that he has either that he had no brother, or that he had sons besides a brother. But since he had Biyot Legarish, like Rav said, so he has also the capacity to say, believe me that I wanted to free her, I could have been Megarisher. So believe me, however I said I freed her. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Eino Neman. Rabbi Yochanan still says Eino Neman. Now why not? Now let's skip Nachas a little. We'll bring it back a little later. This Shai Torah Yisrael trains location. So I'll tell you. Agatz Mecha. Imagine Shu Kohen. If the guy is a Kohen, the Persian guy was a Kohen. Why? It's not Biyot El Gasha. He doesn't want to divorce his wife. You know why? Because if he divorces her and then he gets better, he loses her. So and just like a Kohen wouldn't want to write a divorce, so we say other people might not want to write divorces as well. So therefore, we don't say in this case if that's the case, we don't say that Me'achoshesh Biyot El Gasha. He's believed because maybe he doesn't want to be Megarish, right? Because he's going to lose her. Right, might lose because of Kohen, might lose because she'll be upset, whatever reason.
His best friend is a Kohen, he doesn't want to marry.
What?
His best friend is a Kohen, and if he dies, he doesn't want his wife to marry.
No, then he would divorce her. then it would be Beata Lagarsha. Then on the contrary, he'd be interested in divorcing her.
Yeah,
we're trying to prove a case that not the, where we're trying to bring cases where he had the opportunity and he doesn't divorce her. Right. So Agatz, well, again, Shilkoi, Rav, okay. Rav, my Rav says, I'm a new topic. I'm a Kaddish made Echol Lo'asukum. So it's a Kaddish based on one witness, it's invalid. Now here we throw in the line which we took out before. Nachas Ula looked on the time when Ula came down to Bavel. Baruch Hashem Rabbi Yochan said name Rabbi Yochan, even though it was Rav. The Chorban Alein, they started shouting at him. Because he misquoted it. Hasty Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes will cash like this. The Mishnah argument seems to say Mekash made Echad, even Mekash that Ahim might well be a valid Kiddushu. Says Kiddushtani. The woman says, you married me. The woman says, Baloney. Lo Kiddushnich, I never married you. So, he's allowed to marry her relatives, because he never can see the point. Vyasubakrov, she's forbidden to marry his relatives, because she claims that he's married her. So, if that's the case, we see here that even though there are no witnesses whatsoever, nevertheless it would seem that we're chayshish l'kiddushin, right? She has to live in a state of spinsterhood, right? She can't get married. She can't get married to anybody else, right? Because she claims that she's married to this guy, right? So if that's the case, it's a riot against Rav. We're chayshish l'kiddushin, even though there are no eidim. Says, well, no. I mean, they said, that was the case where she came and said, I was married in front of two witnesses. That's the machloka. She says, he says, I didn't marry in front of any witnesses. She says, you married me in front of two witnesses. That's exactly the machlokas. Whether we rely on that or not, right? So the, not the machlokas, that's where the issue over there. So, amen. So the point is, that it's not that the Kiddushin took place without Adim, the question is whether a valid Kiddushin once took place or not. That's the issue. Okay? Yes? No? Maybe?
Yeah.
It's not that each one's claiming you married me, you didn't marry me in private, in chambers, so to speak. But one is saying you married me in front of two Adim. So there's no proof of me getting married without Adim. That's her claim. She says, you married me in front of two Adim.
But the Adim aren't here.
That's true. But it's Shavi and Ashikati Chadi Surah, so she has to abide by that. Right? So we want to be right here, but you don't need Adim, because neither of them produced Adim. But that's technically, but no, so we're reinterpreting and saying, they could have produced, they don't know where to get the Adim. But in fact, they're not claiming that there were no Adim. I mean, she says she is married, is claiming it was in front of two witnesses.
So the father who claimed that he married his daughter in front of he's not believed?
No, he is, if she's a katana, because then he had the right to marry her off. He is. Yeah, he's believed. He's believed. Sure is believed. Okay? Shimon bar Bo Aisigito. Right, I'm not confused. Shimon bar Bo Aisigito. Shimon bar Bo brought a get. Vinasullah Be'ed Echon. He gave to the wife with one witness. Asu the Gun Rabbi Yochanan. Kate came from Rabbi Yochanan. Amr said, Ain't eight Echon Be'eshashish Klum. One witness against the Eshish is meaningless, meaning you're giving over the get was a meaningless gesture. It didn't work. So it says, Mara, take out the word low. Rabbi Chiya Ba'atim Shalom Abishem Rabbi Yassi im ein eid echod ve'ishasi shkum. Talk of one witness is meaningless. Shim Barba, who gave over the get in front of eight echod, it was meaningless to do it over again. Shmuel Amar Shmuel says, once on the topic of things which don't work or are bad, Shmuel Amar Shmuel said, a Mekai Shmuel should do something marriage without first being engaged. And here engaged doesn't mean betrothal, but it means, you know, shidduch of chasen and kala, right? What we call engagement nowadays. So anybody gets married without an engagement period, like it, we flog it. Top of Lama doesn't allow it. But types of kedushin, marriage is without marriage. But you're allowed to elope. Okay? Just have to be elope after you are an engagement. You can't elope instead of being engaged. Maruk Moshev Shmuel said, on my class, he said three things. A, I'm Kash Bullshitukum Shlochim, Maritan Ashirach, Elo, you get flock. B, Vaba, Resource Base Chom, somebody has relations with his fiance in the Mbah Fonlo's house, gets Malkus, obviously the Rabbanah, because the rights they're permitted to each other. C, Hamavazar Shliach Base Malkus, somebody who degrades an emissary of the court, a court officer, gets flock.
That's why on the Upper West Side,
I guess you have to have been there.
No, you don't
want to
be there.
Okay.
It's
fine.
It's
fine. Okay. It's not the base company. I see what you're saying. The court officer comes to serve you papers. And you kick him out of your house.
So it's only when he's serving
you in the
summer.
Yeah. Mishesh is taking. We just had this in the probably somewhere. I think, or maybe we had it in the Shabbos. Right.
Because it's
also in Babli. Not in Babli.
Babli
is present.
Yeah.
Maybe Babli said he gets put in Chayim, but it's the same idea. Mishesh
is
taking to kid.
Right,
because it's basically sealed. Yeah, but Malchus is not as bad as Chayim. Chayim is worse, you know. Mar says Chayim is a more worse penalty than Malchus. Okay. Mishesh was staking te bonus. I think we just had this recently in Bavli somewhere. But could be mistaken. Well, maybe we just had Yerushalmi, actually. No, in the dorm. I think we had it in the dorm. I don't know. Yeah, no. Mishesh was staking te bonus. Next Mishnah. The guy has two sets of daughters, Mishtei Nachim, and his two wives. Right? Varme says, maybe we had Yushalmi in the Dorm. We had Yushalmi in the Dorm. No. It's not in there. Varme said, Kidash is Biti Agdoila. I married my oldest daughter, but I don't know which is my oldest daughter, right? Because he has four daughters, two and two, right? Vanyo Day, Gdoila Shabdos, if it's the older one of the older set. If Gdoila Shabdos is the older one of the younger set. Nikdash Shabdos is the younger one of the older set. She gedoyla, she's older, mina gedoyla shebeklas of the older one and the younger set. So it's a suffix on three girls, right? So says the Gemara, kulan asur asurol asur divrei meir, chutz mina ketana shebeklas, all three asur except for the youngest one. Rabbi Yisrael kulan mutar, so all permitted, chutz mina gedoyla shebeklas except for the oldest of the oldest. Okay? Kidash is piti ketana, guy says, I married off my youngest daughter, my young daughter. And your dad, I don't know which one of the four. It could be any three. In Ketana Shemachtanos, the youngest of the young set. In Ketana Shemachtanos, the youngest of the older set. In Gdol Shemachtanos, or the older of the younger set. She Ketana, who's younger, mean Ketana Shemachtanos of the younger and the older set. Kulan Asor, Steve Remeir, they're all three Oscar and Remeir. Chutz mina gedolei shabuos except for the oldest of the old. Rabbi Yisrael kulam mutaros all permitted. Chutz mina ketan shabuos except for the youngest of the young. So Rabbi Meir always asks three and permits one. Rabbi Yossi always asks one and permits three. Okay, one's an office, one's a passive. So leave me forget which is which. Right? Chamamai trades two girls from two mothers. It's I'm Rabbi Yaakov Bar Yaakov. Yaakov Bar Yaakov going, no, like me. This is Trey Mintrey. I got two daughters from two wives. Masisim Sheish Lo Shneki De Baros Mishtem Mishtem Noshim. Our Mishnah's way, he has two sets of girls from two good women. Avu Eim Lo Elokas Achas, but he only has one set of girls. Imam Ra Gdoyla, he says Gdoyla is not pulling any punches. Lo Gidishna Gdoyla means the oldest in that, among his children. Maraktano, and if he had in mind, he said Ketana, okay, so Ketana, he only had in mind the youngest among his children. Tamati, we learned over there. Alif Ne'a Pesach, that's from Yerushalmi, I'm familiar with this. We're going in the dark. Yerushalmi in the dark. Tamati, we learned over there. Alif Ne'a Pesach, until before Pesach. What does that mean? So, Meremet, actually, you know what? We did that in the Bible as well. We learned the dark in the Bible just now as well. Sorry, that in the Bible. Ali Pesach means until Pesach comes. Rabbi Yisrael Achiyetzi until Pesach is over. So Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Baikul, Rabbi Zira, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Zira, Mechavashi Tosir and Meir, Mechavashi Tosir, Rabbi Yossi seem to contradict themselves, Mechavashi Tosir, Rabbi Yossi seems to contradict themselves. How? Tamar Omar, Ibayasi says, Achiyotzi kol yetzi kol rishuyos gedolos. Until the only girl whose usher is the one who goes out of all other domains of gedolos, and is gedolos shebi gedolos. Right? So it's much more lenient, right? Oh, but over there, and vice versa, Achiyotzi mishuyos kol ketanos, until it goes out of the domain of being ketanos, right? So, there's a gedol has to be one which is not a ketan at all. So it's one. It's always one and out of four. But here he says opposite. How does he say opposite over here? Here's more machmir. He says alif ne pesach means until after pesach. So then we suffix we're make always say it's only one out of the four. And we're suffix suffix and machmir say the net is in effect. Until after Pesach, even though it said Ad Pnei Pesach. So it's a contradiction. Is he more Machmir or more Mako? No?
I don't get the comparison. One is inclusive. And
one is a clue, but the one assuming the wages of the clues is because of the suffix involved.
Yeah. Also, he's including all the possibilities rather than.
Oh, the possible dates, right.
No, I mean with the daughters. It's also including
more
possibilities.
Right. Yeah. So he said, "Eh, tisk. Mishemes ben Azir ben Zoma. Once ben Azir ben Zoma died, but lo shaktanim. Diligent people were all dried out. The law manchoket at Yom Yirma. Now this is saying this is dripping with sarcasm. Now nobody diligent has risen to Rabbi Yirmiya. In other words, you think you're the first one to ask this question? What, he was making fun of me for asking the question? Didn't the Velt already ask this question? Ray, I think somebody changed the Ray, but I forget the what. Didn't I ask the question myself? So why is he making fun of the question? It's a legitimate question, right? Look, Fak Shisi, not he asked Roshav. Look, Shisi, Rabbi Lezer, Kumin Rabbi Yochan. Then Rabbi Lezer asked him for Rabbi Yochan. Because same thing. Chav Shnusrei Meir, Rabbi Meir Kershik himself. For all my Lord, and he responded, Lacey Mechalfa. No, they're not contradiction. Masnisli Mechalfa. You gotta change around the sheet. This is the Mishnah. Let's change the names. And then everybody could be consistent. And say the Tani base, right? We learned that the Brisa came as follows. The Rabbi Meir, who says three out of four us are over here, says also over there that your us is left and Pesach is over. Rabbi Yossi says one out of four over here, Oymer says until Pesach begins over there as well. So we change around the names to make it consistent. So, the next two lines, Amarle. The Ridbaz takes out the next two words on the way. He says, according to him, the next statement is a continuation of the previous sugya. But we wrote in Mizuwe, we learned that this is a new topic which begins here, not a continuation. Let's read inside. Anaboy Adlifne, Vata Marachain. We need Adlifne, right? In other words, Ad always means until beforehand. How can you say it means until afterwards? It's a question on Rabbi Yossi, right? On Rabbi Yossi, according to first Lashon, right? How can you say it continues during Pesach, this prohibition he took upon himself? It's always Ad Lifnei means till before, not poor, too, not on. So Rabbi Zira said, Lashon Naftihu, so in the foreign language, Nabataean. So ad lifnei pischa, when they say ad lifnei pischa means ad mifanei pischa, I should say. It says ad lifanei, not lifnei. And lifanei means when it goes away. So in fact, the only reason why I'm assuming it could be that until after Pesach is because of the Nabataean language. Now, this is a different answer to what we said before. In other words, it could be that this is the chiluk between our case and this case, that case. Rabbi Yossi was mekel over here, but machmer over there. Why? Because of that Nabataean language, right? That's where the Rabbaz learns. Not a separate statement, but a way of learning how not to change around the names, okay? And vice versa. Ray Meir, based on the Hebrew language, he was more mekel over there, okay? So it says, Rabbi said, how come Odin bit Pesach Shul Mutter? So everybody agrees if a person says, that until Lifnei Pesach, then that's okay, is Mutter. Ma'pliyim, when it says, Befrosa Pesach. Different language, we didn't have before. Befrosa Pesach. What does that mean? Befrosa Pesach. Hayin Amar once says Froso Pesach means Achi Yetze, when the Pesach goes away, when it spreads out and fizzles out. And Hayin Amar Achi Yetze means when it begins, and that's when you're enter in. So Froso Pesach is subject to Machlokas. A man says to a woman, I married you, she says, baloney. Who has a Bikrova? Says she's not allowed to marry her relatives. If you look at she's allowed to marry his relatives because she denies the whole thing, right? And there are no witnesses. Kidashtani, she says, you married me. Vulmar, he says, look, Kidashtich, I never married you, you're ugly. Doesn't say that, right? Does it? He asks her, Bikrova, she's forbidden to marry his relatives. Vulmar, Mutter, Bikrova, he's Mutter and her relatives. Kidashtich, a guy says, I married you, yeah. Vulmar, she says, Loki Dash is beating on you, married my daughter. We look similar. Who also recreves the doyla? He's not allowed to marry the relatives of the adult. The adult is allowed to marry his relatives. And who mutar recreves kai? He's allowed to marry the minor's relatives. And she ktana mutar recreves the ktana's mutar and his relatives as well, because the mother has no credibility to say she married off her ktana daughter, right? The father's credibility to say he married off his ktana daughter, but not the mother. So therefore, she's mutar to marry anybody she wants also. Now, Shartazal is a very novel gears on this corner, but we're going to learn like the Ribaz who doesn't. And Rabbi Yisrael says, Mistabat loy hevi Remeir pligahacha. Remeir doesn't argue over here. Now, in this case over here, you could also look at the daughter and mother and daughter as being a gdola and ktana, right? But they could also be a gdola and gdola, right? Because maybe the mother is, she's an adult, she's first generation. And the daughter, maybe she's the oldest. So why does Rami argue here and say, well, when we don't know which gedola he meant, then therefore both the mother and daughter are oser. And also you should argue and say they're both mutter, right? So says, no, Rami himself wouldn't argue here. Why? Because here he'd be mitre that you know which one it was. Says, no. Rami said, kogame hamadu poli. Here for sure we'd say he argues. Here in the yeshiva? Okay. Thank you. So, here we argue as well. Mau imau intamach klum gdolos uktanos. There, over there, where they are, there's a definite terminology to be used, right? One is a gdol, one is a ktana, right? And you'd say that, well, logic dictates that if he says gdol, he uses common terminology dictates, which is the oldest. Atamar and Meir Polis, and Meir argues, and not only does he answer both of the older ones, but he answers even the younger one in the older group, right? So obviously there, where the language is more determined, right? More specific, he argues, right? Kan, shebekulam, gdol, say, tuktanas, shebekulam, here the language is more blurry because Ketan and Gdolos don't really relate to mother and daughter, right? Because that's the case in the Mishnah. He doesn't remember he married the mother or the daughter, right? So in this case, Gedolim Ktanim are not really languages which are shayach, right? They're much more ambiguous. If in the previous Mishnah, where the language was less ambiguous, it was more clear-cut, they usually Gedolim means Gedolim Ktanim means Sarah, there it may argue. So certainly over here, where language is far more ambiguous, right, where Gedolim Ktanim don't really pertain there to the situation, certainly Rabbi Meir would argue over here and say that we should both be Osir Misavik, Koshkin Cher and Meir Polig, and we will stop here for this evening.
Well, it's Friday.